you ever call that a notch?
Yes, I've heard them talking about notches. I never did saw trees down. I don't know these things. Just what I can remember hearing people speak, I can remember hearing them talk about, put a little notch in it. Uh-huh. Notch.
I see. Have you ever heard of a gap?
Gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, it's in the fence where you can, like these are the rails, and you fix it, prop it up where you can take that out, and that let the gap for the anything to go back into.
Mm-hmm. Is it big enough for you to be able to crawl under?
You can make it large enough, you can crawl through there yourself.
I see. But
hogs and calves, you can make a gap large enough for anything you want to make a gap for to go through.
I see. A place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded is called a place on a river where freight boats stop and freight's unloaded.
It would be ferry.
What's
used to, they would call ferries when they didn't have bridges.
Uh-huh.
That's what it would call down the river there. Red Oaks Ferry and another ferry on down below. That's all I ever heard of called. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Never did live near one. I don't, can't tell you too much about it.
Uh-huh. But say if you had a boat, a place where you'd bring the boat to put it in the water, or where you'd land with the boat, where you could tie it up. You call that place a...
I don't know.
Okay.
I told you, I don't know much about boats.
Yeah, well, they don't have much in this area.
That's no big boat.
Uh-huh.
Just a little boats in the ponds that they built for the last few years is all I know about boats. And then too, I don't go to ponds. I don't fish, and I just don't have no need to go to ponds much. And I can't tell you much about boats.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had a stream flowing along and all of a sudden the water dropped off and came on over, you'd call that thing a... Say, if your stream's like this, then
I know what
the
you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think what it was called.
If you call it a pour over or falls or waterfall?
Waterfall. I read of waterfall. We don't have much of that here, but that's more in the mountain area, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen some in the mountains.
Yes, that's more in the mountain area that we don't have much of that in southern Mississippi, don't think.
Mm-hmm. Say if you're walking along and an animal jumped out and scared you, what would you say you did? You might pick up something and
throw at it.
Okay, what would you pick up?
I don't know what I'd pick up now since we don't have no pieces of wood and pine knots and things like that. I guess I'd pick up a gravel if I could find a gravel.
Okay, so you say I picked up the gravel and
threw it at the whatever it was I wanted to scare.
Okay. And say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
here.
Or he's not what?
Not at home.
Okay. And say somebody came to visit a man's wife and he met the person in the yard and they might ask, you know, where she was. He might answer him, well, she's... What, the house? She's
in the room or